You're listening to SBS News.
As the rest of the nation was grappling with the pandemic, in September of last year, Mark Tilbrook was diagnosed with brain cancer, a diagnosis which wife Nilanka says was an eye-opener to the most important things in life.
Yeah, just life or death. Not COVID-related, but just survival of the cancer. And yeah, we just really wanted him to pull through for our son, because he's 5 years old, so that was probably the most important thing that, yeah, we thought about every day.
1 year later, Mark has been cleared, but he and wife Nilanka are worried that a swift reopening could jeopardise his health all over again.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they're still taking the current approach of opening up, given Omicron has come. There doesn't seem to be any change of plans. But at the same time, I understand you can't stay locked down indefinitely. I think to some extent, I do believe it'd be better to proceed with a bit more caution.
From Wednesday, everyone in New South Wales, regardless of their vaccination status, will only have to wear masks on public transport, at airports, or on a plane. Caps on indoor and outdoor gatherings, gyms and hospitality venues will be lifted, while everyone will be allowed into retail shops and entertainment venues. And travelling into regional and rural parts of the state will also be back on the cards. QR code check-ins will still be required for some venues like hospitals, aged care, places of worship and gyms. While the masks are not mandatory, they are strongly encouraged in settings where you cannot social distance. The reopening, ending more than 6 months of lockdowns and restrictions for unvaccinated residents, is a move which expert Professor Peter Collignon says was bound to happen.
People who are unvaccinated, my advice to them is get vaccinated. But at some time, we have to let them go and do reasonably normal things, particularly if we have relatively low levels of spread in the community, and particularly if we have high levels of vaccination.
But for vulnerable people in the community, like those who are immunocompromised like Mark, the move is a little nerve-wracking.
Try not to think about it too much. Try not to if you spend too long thinking about it, you'd sort of drive yourself a little crazy. But certainly I won't be sort of getting in crowds or endangering myself unnecessarily if I can help it.
The advice from health authorities to those who are worried about the reopening is, if you haven't already and you're eligible, go and get your booster shot. New South Wales Health told SBS News that at this stage of the pandemic, the onus is on every individual person to keep each other safe, especially our most vulnerable people. Professor Collignon says the best way to minimise risk is to be cautious of our own actions.
Well, the reality is everything we do has a risk, including doing this. I mean, the trouble is we can't have COVID zero. What we have to do is minimise the risk for everybody involved as much as is practicable and reasonable. The trouble with COVID, it's here and it's going to be here for years. So unless we say unvaccinated people can't leave their homes for the next 4 or 5 years, we're going to have to address this at some time.
As for Mark and his family, they won't be taking any risks.
Well, certainly keep wearing masks in closed spaces, definitely. And just avoid crowds in general. Sort of that's the best thing I can do,
Still social distance a bit.
Yeah, social distance, definitely.
Cautious steps towards COVID normal with the rest of the country watching. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.